the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, Tebow, you're not the NFL anymore.
Nailed it. It's 7:12, Brock Hunter. It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
So soft.
So soft. So soft,
it's
sensual, sexy.
Softest noise.
Speaking of soft, let's get to your morning dump. Wait, what? Segway. Segway.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Just pump it. Pump it. Okay. I'm going to not make this a habit of talking about the Kardashians more than 2 days in a row on the show. But Hunter,
hey,
what?
From a guy that complains about the Kardashians as much as you do, you talk about them a lot. Just saying.
There's a lot
of
stuff.
You know, this is 2 days in a row.
There's a lot of stuff to unpack. However, Hunter, though, I'm going to justify myself because this actually gives me hope for the future Kardashian clan. Because, you know, we talked about this. Apparently, Kylie Jenner Kardashian is pregnant again. Kid number two. And we're like, God, we don't need more of these. However, in a recent video.
I didn't really care. But
Northwest, you know, Kim Kardashian's daughter with Kanye. She called out her mom. I want you to listen to this audio because maybe, folks, maybe there's hope for the world with the future of these Kardashians. Listen to this.
Now, so listen. I just opened it up, and it has the cutest mini flat iron.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
When for your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk different? Guys, do you think I talk different when I'm talking about contour?
Yeah.
You do too, Penelope? How do we talk? Guys.
Guys! So today I got this new mask and these new bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
Yes! Dude, her daughter put her on blast.
Kids are calling her up.
Did you hear how defensive she got when her daughter was like, why do you talk different? She's like, I don't talk. What do you mean I don't talk? Kim, you just got called out by your toddler daughter
for
being fake as hell. That's positive. That is positive news.
Now we just need the kid to be like, hey, you know, maybe you need to get off the camera. Can we have a regular life?
Yeah.
Can we have a regular life? That would be better.
Can I just go to Chuck E. Cheese with my friends?
Right. And
I love this. All right. I love this because I think maybe, just maybe, in the future, with the new Kardashians, that next generation, we won't be as bad off as Kim and Kourtney and Kylie.
It's because the kids are fresh, though. It's because they're fresh. They haven't been, you know, give them a few more years when their brain is saturated with more of the Kardashians. Then yeah, that's what
you turn
into. So
should we call Child Protective Services to have the kids taken away from them?
Somebody grab them.
We'll let Kim and Kanye and them see the kids on like the weekends for a couple hours. Like, that's fine. But right now, their brains have not been ruined by their parents.
Well, they're still normal. You can hear it right there in that audio.
Just dropping a dime on her mom. I love it. What's even better is just, what I out of all of that is how defensive Kim got that her daughter called her out. Like on video now, she's like angry at her daughter.
What do you mean?
Yeah. How dare you, little child? How dare you?
You're fake. Yeah. You're fake. Everything about you is fake.
She's not even going to recognize her. Actually, this will be easier because after Kim's next, liposuction, you know, Botox, whatever, kid's not going to recognize her. We'll just take her away then. Be like, no, that's not your mom. Yeah, that's not your mom. Get out of here. So awesome. The Kardashian kids, maybe, just maybe, there's hope at this point. Hey, Hunter, could we become a cashless society?
I'm already cashless. I'm basically,
Once in a while, I have some bills on me, but it's rare.
A study from the University of Georgia determined that Americans would be better off if we just got rid of cash altogether. If we did so, certain taxes would have to be lowered or even eliminated. According to the research, if America gets rid of paper currency, the IRS would have to lower or even get rid of some taxes because there would be less tax evasion. Basically, cash can be exchanged between people without the government finding out. The same isn't true for credit debit cards and online transfers. Okay,
very
so
true.
Look, now Uncle Sam I know would be in it, but he'd also be in it less. I'm on board for a cashless society. I hate having cash on me, all right? I can cancel my debit card if I lose it somewhere. You know what I can't cancel? $1,000 that fell out of my pocket, right? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's weird. There's a little bit of advantages to both.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can't... Yeah, the government knows everything you're doing with the card, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I kind of sacrifice that. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. I'm not doing anything sketchy, so here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you are, there is certain things you would like to pass cash around.
Mm-hmm.
My dad always taught me cash is king. And he's right. It's definitely something you can personally trade between you and I.
Absolutely.
Without anybody knowing.
I totally understand that, and I've done some backdoor deals with cash, and it is better that way. But for every
usually
other...
in cash, you kind of undershoot it a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's $7,000. Well, I have 65 in cash.
I have 65
right here.
In cash.
You see it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But
you can't do that with a debit card. You can't fan a debit card out.
Every other aspect of life, though, needs to be cashless. All right, strip clubs are fine for cash. And just make stripper bucks, all right? Make strip club bucks that are used strictly for strip clubs.
Right.
That's
there
right.
At the
right
the
there,
strip
all right?
Club.
And then you can still get the enjoyment of putting that dirty stripper buck in that G-string and the girl does her little dance or whatever. It's not the same as swiping a credit card through the butt cheeks, which, by the way, they don't like. They do not like that. there's certain things with cash. But you know what? 99% of the time, I never have cash on me. And here's another thing, 200. We've all had that. You get that $100 bill. You're like, all right, dope, $100 bill. Then you break that $100 bill. Now you have all this cash.
You watch it go out of your hand.
Yeah.
What's nice about a debit card or a credit card, whatever you're using, swipe me and move on with your life. That $100 bill is pretty when you have it in your hand the first time.
Yeah.
But 20 minutes later, it turns into like a 20 really quick.
And then you just got a wad of bills and change jingling around your pocket for the rest of the day. I hate it, man. No, let's go cashless. All right. Everything cashless. Mm-hmm. All right. Get your drugs cashless. Get your groceries cashless. Mm-hmm. Get your strippers. Well, strippers against stripper bucks. Everything
else. Saying though, Brock, how you get it? There's still some restaurants out there that is cash only. How are you supposed to pay for that?
I tell you, I'd burn those places to the ground.
There you go. That's what you do.
Sorry, we only take cash. Well, you're not getting mine because it's 2021. Get a square
cash
for
only.
God's sake. There's fees. There's fees when we use card. Tell you what.
Yeah, and everybody pays them. Yeah. Everybody else pays them.
Put the extra 50 cents on the burger I'm buying. I'm
cash
fine with it.
Only.
So I don't have to go to the ATM to get cash to get your overrated burger. Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Ripes. All right, so what do we got? We got hope for the Kardashian kids and go cashless, except for stripper bucks. I think that
there
works.
There you go.
That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.